Rebound relationships are more common than people believe. Some people don't even realize that they're actually in a rebound relationship. In today's show, I'm going to discuss how to expose rebound relationships and learn how to never again be deceived by them. Rebound relationships are when you rush into another relationship just to get your mind off your past relationship. How many of y'all have done that? Let's be honest. Let's be honest today. We're gonna keep it real. We're gonna keep it open. Have you rushed into a relationship just to get your mind off your past relationship? It's the get love quick relationship. Now listen, I know y'all heard of the get rich quick schemes when it comes to people trying to make money quick and fast, but what about the get love quick schemes? Now these are the rebound relationships where you speed your way into them, and just as fast as they start, they also end very fast. They're deceiving, and they often end very, very quickly. And here's a quote that I saw on Instagram I want to share. Some people keep changing partners to avoid changing themselves. Are you doing that? Are you just looking for the next one? You think, well, it's just that I can't find anyone good, or there are no good men out there, or it's hard to find a good relationship. Do you feel like that? Because oftentimes when you feel like that, you could just be constantly going and looking for the love in all the wrong places, thinking that your answer is another person. When really, the more you get clear with who you are, what you desire, what you really want in a relationship, and knowing yourself from the inside out, the more you can make better, healthier decisions when it comes to attracting love and when it comes to connecting in healthy relationships. We want to understand that anything you're rushing into too fast, it's not healthy for you because you're not taking the time necessary to really get clear on what it is you desire, what it is you want. This is why we're addressing this topic today. So I'm going to talk about the following signs you may be in a rebound relationship, or you may have been in a rebound relationship. And then this is going to help you just to make sure you don't jump into another rebound relationship. Even if the relationship situation is not your issue, anytime you make a rebound in anything, your career, your finances, your health, when you just constantly just trying to get to the next quick fix, you can kind of mess up some things, the flow of your natural authenticity and your natural health and your natural well-being. So let's talk about the following signs you may be in a rebound relationship. Number one, I'm going to share four with you. The other person talk about their ex a lot. You know you're in a rebound relationship when that person is constantly talking about their ex. They're constantly bringing up their ex. They're constantly talking about what their ex did and didn't do. Oh, and I remember when we did this. Oh, and I remember that happened. And my ex said this. And my ex did that. If they're constantly talking about their ex, or if you're constantly talking about your ex, you may be in a rebound relationship. And you need to say, that's a sign, just to understand that that's a sign that you may not be over that person, that you may be still healing from that person, or there's something in you that feels like you need to keep addressing the past, maybe a fear of the same thing happening in this new relationship, and so you keep addressing it. You keep talking about it, or they keep addressing it. They keep talking about it. So you want to pay attention to that. Number two, they are emotionally unavailable. They're not going to open up to you emotionally at all. Let's just be honest. They're going to block their emotions because they don't want to get hurt, or they don't want that. They're still dealing with pain from the past relationship. You got to ask yourself, are you in a relationship with someone who is emotionally unavailable? Number three, they get upset when talking about their ex. They're constantly mad and upset when they talk about their ex. Warning, warning, red flag. Let's say that, red flag. Let's keep it honest. Can you relate? Because if they are upset, it's like, why are you upset? If you're over that person, you're over them. It's nothing to be upset about. It's nothing to be mad about. When you're at peace with your situation and where you are, you don't even have to talk about the other person. You don't even have to get constantly, you know, be all worked up about them and upset about them, because you're growing beyond that. You're healing. And here's how you know you're healing. It's when you get to a place where you can be grateful for that experience. You can be grateful for your ex, even if they were toxic, because they actually taught you how to eliminate toxic energy or toxic people. You can learn a lesson from them. And so you can be grateful for that situation and not even see it as something that you need to be upset about. Number four, that you are in a rebound relationship or you have been in one, they have no plans to integrate you into their life. They don't have plans to introduce you to their parents, to their family. They have no plans of making room for you in their home or in their schedule. They're kind of just off. They like, oh, if you work, if it's convenient for you to come, then great, we'll connect. If not, then no big deal. But when they don't have any plans of integrating you, you want to really analyze, is this the relationship I really want for my life? If they don't have any plans of really connecting with me and integrating me in the life that they have. Because that's how you know that you're important to them, when they make plans to integrate you into their life. So I want to read this quote from my book, my new book, Sis, Be Nicer to Yourself, How Self-Sabotage and Codependency Blocks You from Manifesting Love, Happiness, and Money. Yes, you want to get your copy? You can still pre-order your copy at sisbenicertoyourself.com. And so the quote says, codependency keeps you fixated on another person. You are more consumed with this other person being the center of your world that you have no room to focus on creating the abundant life you are destined to live. The drama, toxic behavior, and emotional pain of a codependent relationship clouds your foresight and occupies your mind. This blocks your vision, energy, and focus while making it feel impossible to even pursue your dream and accomplish your goals. So now it's time for Ask Rainey and Pat. Time for Q&A.
So the first question is, how do you guard yourself from being deceived in a relationship? One of the keys to guarding yourself from not being deceived in a relationship is not being too hasty to rush into things. I think it's important to take your time to get to know somebody, to be able to see how they are, see how they address different scenarios, different situations, so that you don't just fall into being too trusting too quickly. Trust is something that can be built and earned and gathered over the course of time, and you can get to know somebody over the course of situations. So I think it's best to take your time to get to know somebody. That way you're protecting your heart, you're guarding your heart, protecting your peace, while at the same time slowly opening yourself up to get to know somebody, so that you don't just fall into the opportunity to be deceived so quickly.
I think taking your time with people. You know, when I meet new people and connect with new people, whether it be socially or business-wise, I like to really take my time, get to know them, make sure things are in place. Boundaries, because whenever you let go of those boundaries, you open yourself up to be deceived. And here's an example, like for instance, with a business relationship. I had someone that wanted to do business with me, and this was a new person, and I liked what they did, and I was really interested in working with them. But I noticed that the person was like ready to start the business relationship without even having a contract. And so my boundary is to have contracts before I enter into a business relationship. And so because of that, had I not said...
Oh, you don't trust me? We need a contract?
No, had I not said, wait a minute, can you please send a contract so that I know that this business relationship is a win-win for us both, it wouldn't have happened. Like, they wouldn't have never had a contract. And so once I did that, I saw something in that person and in their company where I was like, I don't know if this is for us. And so just having those boundaries eliminated me from any deception, because they could have just like said, okay, let's do business, send the invoice, they're paid. And who's to say that it was going to get done? Because that's deception. If somebody say they're going to do it and then you don't have anything in agreement, you know, any contract. But that's the same thing with the social relationship. If someone is going to say, hey, let's be friends, let's get together, let's date. Okay, what are the boundaries you have for those relationships to make sure that you're protected so that you're not deceived? Some people have boundaries where they say, well, you know what? We're not gonna, you know, be sexually intimate for a while. I need to get to know you, you know, but other people may not have those boundaries and they open their mind, body, and spirit to someone and then later they're deceived because they thought they knew someone, but they really didn't know that person. So you gotta ask yourself, what are some boundaries can I put in my life to protect myself from being deceived in a relationship with someone that I just met? Because you want to let your relationship stand the test of time, go through some seasons, you know, some ups and downs, some valleys, some mountains and hills before you can really know a person.
So the next question we have is, how can you tell when you're moving too fast in a relationship?
If you don't have any boundaries, you're hanging out every day, you're talking all hours of the day, you just met them, it's like, slow down. You still need your own life. You still need your own schedule. You still need your own friends, your own space, your own appointments and things you have going on. Don't let no one come into your life and consume it, so much of it, so quickly. Show people who you are and how you should be treated and your value by honoring yourself.
There is a level of peace when it comes to transitioning through different seasons in relationships. When you are in proper alignment with the person that you're with, you don't feel particular pressure. Mm-hmm. When you're moving too fast in a relationship, there's unnecessary pressure that you feel to do something with that particular person, whether it's to plan something out for your future or trying to get together frequently. I think that there's a level of peace when you're in proper alignment with that person in a relationship. Time is relative. It don't matter how long you've been with a person, you can feel like you've been moving too fast, and it could have been a few months or it can been a few years, but it's based on how aligned you are with that person. You know, you shouldn't feel any pressure as it relates to progressing in the direction that you want your relationship to go in. That's how you know you're not moving too fast. You don't feel pressure. It's a peaceful flow in the transition things that you're doing with each other. I saw one question that came up. This particular question was, how do you deal with those past relationships when you have children with the individual?
It's still important that you work on your own healing and you learn to let go of the resentment of that and treat that person as if it never happened. It takes some time to get there. It is a process. When you begin to treat people a certain way and you feel a certain way about life and you're happy about life and they're not bothering you anymore, you're not mad at them, you're not angry with them and all of that stuff, you begin to show love and show
compassion,
forgiveness and all of that, and they'll start treating you differently. Trust me, it happens that way. And it's a natural process. It's a natural flow. So I just encourage you to really work on healing from that relationship and really make space for yourself to really heal from that, so that you have no bad resentment or anything towards that person. You wish them the best, have love for them, but you're done with that relationship, but you know how to still be loving and kind that can impact just your children and them seeing how you, they know, you know, the situation, or maybe they know the situation or maybe not, but just learning from you how to really heal from toxic people and toxic behavior.
When you get to a place where you can show forgiveness and be able to maneuver around challenging relationships and still be able to keep your peace, not only are you cultivating what's required of that relationship, but you also providing an example to your kids how to handle adverse situations and relationships, because ultimately your kids are going to be seeing how you respond to those situations. And, you know, as much as we want kids to pick one side or the other side or this or that, we can show them how to operate in peace in the midst of unfavorable situations and situations where you're no longer connected with that person. I saw a question on Instagram that came up. Do religion matter in relationships?
I think it matters. I think all of those things matter because you want to be aligned and connected with someone you're compatible with. If you're uncomfortable with their religion or something like that, that can be an issue. I'm not going to say it's a make or break, or, you know, but it's something that you want to talk and communicate about, and you want to ask that person, and you want to really get to what's important to you and what's important to them. Are you willing to compromise and not be married if that person just never wants to be married? Or some people don't want to have kids. Some people want to have kids. Are you willing to compromise not having kids? Are you willing to be married to someone of a different faith, of a different religion? How important is that to you?
When you're operating in such faiths, there are expectations associated with living that life true to that faith. So when you connect with somebody who have a different faith than you, then you got to understand you're entering in a relationship that may have a certain level of expectations you may or may not be willing to cooperate with. Being in a situation like that can cause you to, first of all, you're going to have to communicate a whole lot about what you believe and your expectations in relationship so that you can level set everything that you're trying to do in the relationship, because ultimately those differences of thoughts and beliefs will create all type of conflict and situations that you may not have even imagined having to deal with in a relationship. So yeah, it's definitely a challenge to do that. Yeah. You know what you're getting into when you do something like that. Another question online. How do I release all the old anger and resentment, and how will I know I'm clear before moving on next time?
First of all, you know that you're clear when it's no longer impacting you in a negative way, when you can look on the situation and be grateful for how you've grown from it and how it made you stronger, when you could be grateful, when you can look back from it in alignment with God and knowing that all things work together for your good. When you really can believe that, not just know the scripture or not just know the words, but when it really resonates with your awareness, when you have that aha moment, like, wow, I see why I went through that. I see why it was necessary for me to get there. Once you get to that place, you getting to that place is a level of awareness. Nobody can give it to you. No one can speak it to you. You have to come to that in your own growth and awareness with you applying the healing process to your life on a day-to-day basis, with you loving yourself, meditating. You really getting to that place is a process. And so just being committed to that. Be committed to your healing process.
Yeah, and be patient with yourself. The same way that we talked about knowing not to rush into a relationship, I think it's important to be patient. The situation you went through was a real situation that you need to recover from. And you know that you're ready for the next relationship when faced with that same topic, some of those same ideas, those old feelings that you used to have don't resurface. You know that you are more at peace. You have more grace about dealing with that. You know, you learned the lesson from it. You just learned from it. I'm more experienced because of this. You know, it's many situations I know personally that I've been in where I say, you know, I was upset when I was in it, but in this point in my life, I've healed from it and I've learned from that situation. I'm not upset about it anymore. I just learned the lesson from it. And that's how you know you've grown and you're ready for the next step and to move into the next relationship and the next level.
This was good. Awesome. Guys, we want to thank you for these questions. Go ahead. If we didn't get to your question, go ahead and email your question to support@rainyhower.com. Be sure to tune in every Monday and Friday at 11:30 a.m. Central Standard Time to join us live for the Rainy Hour Show. Thank you, guys. We love you. Thanks for tuning in.
Yeah.
Bye.